Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services, located here in Clarion, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are kind of a mixed affair. The wheat market had cycle window timing for yesterday that we rallied into it, so it should be a high. The market came down, took out the previous day's low, and turned around and took out the high of the cycle window. That opens the door for more ability to rally, and we think the KC wheat is probably going to head up around 524 to 528 as our next step up. The bean market, of course, rallied into the cycle window timing, and here today we're down 7.5 cents. This is not a hard break, but the market's kind of having a letdown, and we would not be surprised if the March beans were able to sift down to around 905, 906, maybe another 10, 11 cents on the March contract. Then we'd have to take another look at it. The news that there were up to 25 cargoes of beans bought, with three really confirmed, is kind of basically being viewed on the three cargoes at 180,000 metric tons. But 25 cargoes would probably take you up closer towards hitting that goal of the 5 million metric tons that was already priced in during the month of December. That is why when we get these announcements of bean sales, the market's just not paying attention. But if we could get a reduction, or not a reduction, but the announcement out of China that they're dropping the bean tariff of 25% on beans, now you got something to go on, because that's psychological and would be maybe a little unexpected. The fact that the Chinese Ag Ministry announced on their website overnight that they were approving 5 GMO seeds of soybeans, and I think it was 3 beans and 2 canola. So that was kind of like a step in the right direction, maybe trying to show some good faith, but there's more behind it than that. We need to see that 25% tariff done away with. We also think it would not be surprising, yes, they're sniffing around at corn values, would not be surprising to see some corn sales, but more so, it wouldn't shock us to see some ethanol sales. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.